And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is giving the first public look inside a U.S. military base housing Afghans airlifted out of the Afghanistan area amid questions about how the government is caring for the refugees and vetting them. The three-hour tour of Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas, was the first time the media has been granted broad access to one of the eight military installations where the evacuees are being screened. Reporters were not allowed to talk with the evacuees or spend any time, any more than a few minutes, in areas where they were gathered. The evacuees are being housed at a base while they undergo medical and security checks. Evacuation flights resumed for Westerners, but thousands of at-risk Afghans who had helped the United States are still stranded in their homeland, with the U.S. Embassy shuttered, all American diplomats and troops gone, and the Taliban now in charge, with the United States and Taliban both insisting on travel documents that may not longer be possible to get in Afghanistan. The plight of those Afghans is testing President Joe Biden's promises not to leave America's allies behind. An evacuation flight out of Kabul on Thursday, run by the Gulf state of Qatar and the first of its kind since U.S.-led military evacuations, ended on August 30th, focused on U.S. passport and green card holders and other foreigners. Again, evacuation flights have, in fact, resumed for Westerners alone, but thousands of at-risk Afghans who helped the United States are still stuck in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.